Button. So I want to welcome each of you who's just joined us for the Reach the World Next Door Synergy 2021 meeting. And we're thrilled to have each one of you coming and joining and praying and discussing today. And we're just reminding ourselves that in the very first Christmas story, the very original call by God to share the good news of Jesus coming, there was the call to the people of the East. He brought them through the miracles of stars, of language, of dreams. He himself, Jesus himself, sacrificed immensely his comfort, the presence, the joy of being with like-minded individuals, the perfection, the everything that was good about heaven, Jesus sacrificed to come so that the people of the East, the unreached people groups, could come and find Jesus. And so that's what he's inviting us to do today, to consider together his ways of doing miracles to reach them, to see what sacrifices of joy we can pick up as we reach out to these individuals, and to pray, to earnestly pray for the people of the East to find the Messiah, to welcome them, to direct them, and to introduce them to Jesus. So I'm looking forward to our time together with you. And I want to ask you, before we pray together, I want to ask you for any specific prayer requests. I know Nalu has one that's very urgent, so want to just hear specific things that are on your heart this morning as we begin. You'll need to unmute yourself. Make sure and unmute before you try to speak.
Special request I will have is, you know, there's a group of call porters at our church now doing, you know, going through neighborhoods and doing, trying to get people to for Bible studies and stuff. And one came up who, you know, she's a Buddhist and wants to know about Jesus. And of course, she lives close to me, so I will be doing the studies with her. So just want that to be successful. I'm also gonna
amen.
That's exciting. Do we have a name for your new Buddhist friend, Marcus?
I can't remember the name. We just mentioned it, but okay. I haven't gotten the card as yet. So once I get the card, then I'll know.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah. You know, so I'm happy for that. But just I'm gonna bring one of the, you know, the Reach the World Next Door cards that that has all the different my language, my life. So, you know, to help her out as well, you know. So just want that to be successful for sure. So just praying for, you know, God's Holy Spirit to lead and touch her heart and let her really come to Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, God Amen. Wants to save her.
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Someone else have a specific prayer request this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Julie.
Sorry, I wanted to turn on my video earlier, but we've had to sleep in a little extra. We had an exposure to COVID last Sunday. So one of the prayers that I wanted you to remember today, all of you, is for our little Congolese family. So Suma actually had her baby, and the little girls are being cared for by their older brothers. But apparently, from what Harriet said, Suma isn't doing so well, so the doctor isn't letting her out of the hospital yet, but the baby's just fine. So I just wanted to ask you guys to help lift them in prayer.
Amen.
Okay. Is it a little boy or girl?
It's a little boy.
This is a result of a visit that we did down in the Southwest community in our apartment complex, and Julie met this Congolese family and our refugees here, and she's been able to follow up and provide additional care. Thank you. Nalu, I know you had a very significant prayer request. Are you there? Need to unmute yourself there. I got you unmuted now.
Thank you, Pastor. Yes, I do. My I have a neighbor who is she's Muslim. She's from Iraq. And we've been building a friendship using the steps in Reach the World Next Door.
If you can speak a little louder, we're having a hard time hearing you, Nalu.
Hearing me? Okay. I was saying my neighbor, who is Muslim, she and I have built begun to build a friendship because of through the steps of Reach the World Next Door. And she and her husband came to me with a prayer request for their grandson, who's 2.5 years old. He was diagnosed last week with leukemia.
Oh,
horrible. The man was crying. His wife is crying. They're asking the Church of God to pray. And I promised them that we would pray.
Yes.
And they seem to believe that if we pray, it will help their son. And I found that to be amazing because I hadn't discussed religion with them as we weren't at that stage yet. So I'm asking that we pray earnestly for the recovery of this young man according to God's will. Thank you. And I also have a praise report. Pastor, I don't know if you remember Josiane, one of the members of our Reach the World Next Door team at Central.
Yes.
She was baptized into the family of God just yesterday.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Welcome to the family of God.
I don't doubt that the world had a role in that as well.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Anyone else, an urgent prayer request this morning?
Let me say one last thing, Pastor. The little boy's name is Elias, so I believe it's Elijah in English.
Okay.
E-L-I-A-S.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right, then, Julie, would you be willing to lead us in prayer? And we will pray again together, but is there one other person who'd be willing to pray in general for the... Oh, good. Are you trying to say something there, Brad? Or are you just waving hi?
Yeah, I do have a prayer request.
Okay, please. Welcome, Brad.
So I'd like to... Thank you, Scott. I would like to pray for a gentleman by the name of Emra. And he is a Muslim. And... we just had a great time of fellowship last night around a bonfire, and several church members, and he and his wife were there.
Amen.
With us. And I had the opportunity to share a little devotional thought, and it just went really well. And we had great conversation about Turkey. He's from Istanbul. And, just quizzing him on, you know, the seven churches, and he's well aware of that, and the various attractions around Istanbul and Christian history he was telling us about, inviting us to come over there sometime and look around, check out the various Christian historical places. It was a great conversation. It was really good. So pray for Emra.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Emra.
Wow. Well, let's just pause and let's pray for these specific four prayer requests, and we will have some other prayers scattered throughout our time. But Julie, lead us in lifting up these four, and the rest of you, please put them on your prayer list, and let's all in our hearts join in with this prayer. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Lord. We know that you are with us right now. And if we are rejoicing over these precious names of these friends that have just been lifted up, you must truly be rejoicing and interested and caring and eager to heal and eager to help and eager to lead people of the East closer to you, Lord. We want to just open heaven's doors to these that have not been able to hear the good news. And we want to be faithful. We ask for forgiveness, Lord. We are not worthy to carry this message, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. Because you said that we can do, if we abide in you, then you will help us to bear fruit. And so, Jesus, may you take every ounce of self away from us and give us your Holy Spirit to do the work so that we can bear fruit for you in these, with these precious brothers and sisters that are coming to Houston and that are interacting with us. Lord, in specific, we just thank you for Marcus reaching out and discovering this new Buddhist friend. Help him to know how to reach. I think it's a lady. Help give him wisdom. Lord, we pray for wisdom. All of us are just needing your wisdom as we move forward in areas that we don't always know much about. But you know and you love these people and you want to use us as we reach out to them. We thank you for Julie taking on this precious family. I can just picture her in Westward Square surrounded by the kids and meeting this family. And thank you that the baby is safe. I pray for the mother. Please heal her and help her to be able to go home quickly with, to be with her large family. We thank you for Nalu. Lord, there is, Elijah is in serious need of a miracle. And they are reaching out to Nalu as a Christian who prays to the God of heaven who created this little Elijah. Lord Jesus, if you see, you've told us to ask in John 15, to ask that the Father would be glorified. We are lifting up little Elijah to you, asking that if somehow you, if you want to do this miracle, amen, we just praise you and thank you, mm-hmm, and know that this is what will happen if this is according to your will and if it would open up the door to greater belief in you and the friendship that they have with Nalu. Surround this family and comfort them with their sad news. And thank you, Jesus, for hearing that prayer. And for Brad, thank you that he's feeling better. We praise you for his family and his ministry. And thank you for Irma and this Muslim friend that he just met last night. May it just be the beginning of good things. And Lord, each one of us have people on our heart that we are ministering to, whether they're Buddhist or Muslims or our family that we love so much. So Jesus, just thank you for being with us. And now please be with us now as we discuss and synergize together. May our words and our ideas be your ideas. Thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I know there's much more behind each of your faces and each of your hearts to be praying for. We could spend the whole hour and 15 minutes praying, I'm sure. But we will have more opportunity in the future. I want to be able to take the next 10 minutes, very brief time, but I want us to be able to know who each other is. And so I'd like to just say your name and then have you share what your connection is with Reach the World Next Door, cross-cultural missions to the unreached. If you've been leading a group, if you want to lead a group, if you've had a specific experience with reaching out to someone. We've heard a little bit already. So just very briefly, just share something that's been happening, that's been going on. And so let's go from there. Nalu, can I ask you first? Remember to unmute yourself as you speak up. Nalu from Central Church.
Yes, good morning.
Again, speak loudly. For some reason, your microphone doesn't pick you up well.
You know what? I have it on.
I think I need to figure out how to disconnect myself.
That's perfect.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Nalu Mwaku, and I am a member of the Houston Central Church. Pastor Griswold and Julie are familiar faces to our church, and they used to come for many years, well, about 4 years or so. pretty often. I would see them, love their message, love the ministry, and never really participated. I always liked the idea, but I just didn't want to lead out. But last year, Pastor Griswold encouraged us to begin praying. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Encouraged us to begin praying for what we can do at Central, and we did that. Then later when he introduced the lessons, he asked if he encouraged me to lead out, and I was giving a lot of reasons, which were valid reasons, but he didn't accept my reasons. Long story short, we did do the group, and it was a huge blessing, a big blessing to myself especially. So why am I here? I'm here because we have a message to share with the world, and we have to do this now because Jesus is soon to come.
Amen.
What else did you want me to share, Pastor?
That's fine. We have to keep it short because there's a lot of us, so that's excellent. Thank you so much. They spent several weeks in prayer before they actually got started doing the group, but they didn't give up, and they're still pressing on to finish it up now. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. And Pastor Emmanuel, tell us your heart or your desire to see something happen with this cross-cultural ministry.
Yeah. Good morning to you all. My name is Emmanuel Abar, and I'm the pastor at Houston United African Seventh Adventist Church. Good to see you, Sadalu. My interest in cross-cultural ministry began to develop while I was at Andrews. Both myself and my wife, we were at Andrews, and my wife was doing a program with the International Development Program, Community Services, and she went ahead and did an internship with a sub ministries. Pastor Griswold, of course, has been with a sub ministry for many years. So we went to a sub ministry, sent her to Indiana to visit with the refugee group there, with one of the pastors who was working with people from, I think, Cambodia, Sam Ngala, that's his name. So we went there, actually spent a weekend, worship with them. And from there, I began to know more about this cross-cultural ministry, and the interest began to develop. And then finally, we found ourselves here in Texas, and when Pastor Griswold came over and spoke about cross-cultural ministries, we said, well, I need to have a first-hand experience. So I happened to went out to the community with him to visit some families. And I saw what the need that is out there and the opportunities that God has for us right here in Houston.
Man.
And it happened that there is a group that comes to the park, the public park right beside our church building. And they come to play volleyball at our church facility because we have some a volleyball court there, which is not available at the park. Initially, our church members, some of them felt that these people are constituting a nuisance, but eventually I saw it as an opportunity to start making friends. Because there was an encounter between this one of the individuals who was coming there to play with some of our church members, and the police was called. And at the end of the day, they were asked to vacate the premises. But in a way, their leader came back to make an appeal that the person who behaved so rude to our church member was not part of their group. Mm. So he wanted a situation whereby they would be recognized officially for us to allow them to play volleyball at our facility. And I say God is indeed moving and trying to open a door for us to make friends with these Muslims who I think they are from Iran also. So that is actually my focus now, because the ground where they play the volleyball is so rough. I'm trying to get the church to actually create a beautiful volleyball through basketball court right there at the facility, where we can open our doors and make it a place where the community can come and play, and our church family can also involve with them, play with them, and make friends. And from there, who knows what God is going to do? That is our focus presently.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Ivar.
Good. It's good to hear.
All right. Let's go to Julie Thompson. Just very brief. Keep it as short as you can, everybody.
So, hi, everybody. I'm the Reach the World Next Door leader at the Woodlands, by the grace of God. Julie and Scott came to visit our church many, many months ago, before the lockdowns, and it honestly has been such a blessing for our small group. Every Sabbath, we have updates to give each other, and we really look forward to the time that we have, that we meet together to do the lessons. We've had a couple of opportunities in the community, and like Scott and Julie mentioned, we've done quite a bit of work down at Westward Square and another complex. So I encourage all of you, even though we may be locked down and you may have individuals in your groups or in your church that are interested, but they're not quite brave enough to go out there into the community, I just encourage you to just go ahead and invite them along to join your lesson studies, because it really has been such a blessing. You know, the Lord is bringing us a lot of divine appointments, and it's really changing lives.
Amen. Thank you so much. Very good. Uzoma, would you share with us what's on your heart?
Good morning, everyone. I attend Katy SDA, and the last time Pastor Scott came to Katy was earlier this year. And we had at least one church member who actively started ministering through the Reach the World opportunities. But it has been maybe almost 2 years since I have actively been involved in it. I did bring some of our young people to have training. But then again, it kind of fizzled out a bit. So I did invite someone to come on, but she is not here. I guess she couldn't make it. So we're trying to see who is interested in the church, who would be willing to receive the trainings, the lessons, and then for us to actively move out, because we have had different members wanting to do something in the community. And we haven't yet gotten that really established. We have a ton of small groups at Katy, and so that may be a barrier at this time. But still, that's prayer. I mean, a lot of prayer going into seeing who would be willing. And I've been praying and thinking about that since you and I talked, Pastor Scott, as well as when Julie texted me too. So yeah, that's where we are right now in the praying stage, to see who is willing and able to go forward.
Amen. Thank you so much, Uzoma. And let's be praying for Katy that God will lead. We can just really praise God for the many small groups that church really, really helped through COVID. And that's part of the thinking, is how can we help a small group that already exists to be able to go forward and be able to have that solidly integrated into things that are already happening, instead of it just being a new program, just a greater, more helpful way of doing things. Okay,
yes.
Lynn, do you want to share?
Good morning again, everyone. My name is Lynn Edmond, and I am new to all this. I met Julie and Pastor Scott at Spring Creek, and they have encouraged me to get started with these classes with Spring Creek. We haven't started yet, but I've been going through the materials, and it's really exciting. Actually, about a year ago, I met two young ladies. They were sisters at the Muslim store where I would go buy stuff. And they were buying a lot of flour. And I struck a conversation with them, ended up walking out that store with 25 pounds of different types gluten-free flour, which is still in my freezer. But I took their numbers, and I have their numbers, but it really never dawned on me to reach out to them. And so I've been praying about that, you know, to reach out to these two sisters and try to build, strike up a relationship with them. So my ministry has mainly been with the homeless and still is, but I'm really excited and hearing what you guys, your testimonials and the things that are happening in this space is, it's exciting. And I'm just anxious to get started with you all.
Amen.
What are the two sisters' names?
Amen.
Praying for them.
One is Rita and Sari, S-A-R-I.
Okay.
All right, yes, thank you.
That's the exciting thing is that as we pray for divine appointment, God will bring people across our path, just like when you're going to a Muslim store.
Amen. Amen. William, can you share with us what you're doing in Texas? Are you there, William and Rachel?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
My name is Guan Yu Chen. I was training in a Reach the World Next Door. For the cross culture, that meaning is an enlarge my territory, and then learning the different and culture, their knowledge. And so usually I just make friends with Chinese. But right now I have so many friends. They are from the different country, and then I learn them more. So every time when they share their good thing. And then I share the my, and then I share the my, how Jesus and saved me. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Eric.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm at Northwest Houston. And we are trying to expand our outreach activities. And I have to be honest, and as everybody was talking, I was trying to think what I was going to say. So I love people, and I've had the opportunity to travel all over with a lot of friendships. And it's important that we, given where we're at, given who we are, that we transition those friendships into sharing. Sharing who Jesus is, and it's a critical thing. And we're trying to get something going at Northwest, talking with a couple of people, trying to get somebody to lead. But there is interest, which is absolutely wonderful.
Amen.
And so the Lord continues to bless, and he's gonna work. He's gonna continue. And I see Reach the World Next Door is just a wonderful thing. And I appreciate Pastor Scott coming and sharing and the interest that accompanies that. So thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much and look forward to what God is going to do there.
Amen.
Pastor Enoch.
Hello, guys. Good to see you guys. My name is Enoch Garcia. I'm pastor at Magnolia Park and Houston South District. And just like Pastor Eric said, we're looking at ways that we could expand our reach. I work in Spanish-speaking congregations, and one of the challenges for this next year is seeing how we can expand our ministry beyond just Spanish-speaking people moving into populations that are different, that speak different language, that have different customs. And we're excited about seeing the way that God is going to lead this next year and how we can reach other people. And I'm excited just to be part of a number of people that are looking beyond their church walls to reach other people to Christ. So thank you, Scott, for allowing me to be part of this.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you. And Brother Dylan.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I've been working with Pastor Scott for, I think it's been a year now. Well, working with his team, and at the moment, a long time ago, I was reintroduced to an old friend named Paulie, and this man, Pastor Scott, has been working with him since Harvey. And the Lord has been doing a really, really good job at using all of the brothers and sisters there in Rosharon. And soon we're please pray for Paulie and his family. Paulie is wanting to get baptized. He understands our fundamentals as Seventh-day Adventists. And we're hoping, because his wife is wanting to get baptized as well, but not for the reason because of knowing the truth, but simply because she's following her husband. And so please pray for Paulie and his family. Please pray that the Lord will lead and guide to do what is best, whether Paulie gets baptized first or he waits for his wife to fully understand and then get baptized as a family. other than that, it's been really, really fun. It's I would say it's hard work, but it's worth it. It really is. It tests you, and it's a great opportunity to share the word.
It's very fun. It's very exciting that we can connect someone who speaks the language, who's a Seventh-day Adventist member, with someone who you're trying to reach who speaks that same language. And that's been a huge, huge blessing to have Dylan and Kim. So welcome, Anne. And Pastor Brad Minette from Lufkin, you wanna share your heart here.
All right. I'm out walking, so I just thought I would do this while I'm talking. And my name is Brad, and I'm a pastor in the Texas Conference. I have four churches, and we've been blessed with church members in the Lufkin District who have stepped up to reach out to friends and acquaintances, coworkers, sharing pieces of literature with them. One of my members is on the Zoom here with us.
Hi, Anne.
Welcome, Anne.
I'd love for her to share if she's up yet. She has been sharing Bible studies with her coworkers, not coworkers, but people that she. She actually works in refurbishing apartment complexes. She's part of the crew there, and some of the engaged in conversation with her. And I can let her share more if she'd like. But the Bible studies are going out in numbers and with her, and that's a huge blessing to me. Mm-hmm. And also, besides the contact that I shared with you earlier about Emra, the Muslim gentleman who joined us last night for a bonfire, church bonfire. That was awesome. I think there's going to be something ongoing there. Also, I've been conducting online studies like Bible mentoring with people from all over the world. via Zoom. And now I've started connecting with them on WhatsApp as well. So we're going through the Amazing Facts Bible Studies with that group. So
that's exciting, Brad. We're praying for
pray for us.
You help groups get started there. And Lumpkin and Nacogdoches, you may think that out in the countryside there's not so much, the rest of you who are in Houston, but as we did research in those places, it's amazing. Come from around the world and are now scattered through the countryside as well. So thank you, Josie Ann, and we have some Houston Central. Okay. Josie Ann and I'm not sure who's here for Central, but just real brief, we are trying to move to the next section, but we want to acknowledge each person here.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to join in this group. I was studying the different something, how to found the friend, and I'm so happy today to praise God because yesterday I was baptized.
And Amen.
And I'm so happy because Jesus is my Savior. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Josiane.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And who else is in Houston Central there?
Yes, I'm using the church's website. This is Pastor Lee Kim from Central.
Okay.
Our church, we do support the ministry. And we have done the classes. And Sister Nalu is the one guiding us.
Yes.
And we're here giving all the support and God's glory. and Sister Nalu is very intensive. She even went to the Master Guide camp. And right there on the camp, she was still leading the class, right there on the rocks, looking at the lake on beautiful view. And it's a woman of God right there. Praise God.
Amen. So, all right. And have I missed anyone? Thank you, Anne, for joining us. Appreciate you joining us too there from Lufkin. Anything to add?
Anne is having trouble connecting.
Okay.
Anne is having trouble connecting her audio. For some reason, it's not working. She's having a hard time hearing any of us.
So what I want us to be able to, you know, we took this time to introduce you to one another. We have known you in different circles in different places, but you are doing something that's pioneering. You are reaching out to people that we're not used to befriending, not used to seeing in our churches. We are picking up the thing that was on the heart of Jesus while he was with his disciples and longing for them to break past their Jewish circles into the other areas. And it took time. Even after Pentecost, it was slow. And it wasn't until persecution hit that it really moved. We want to beat the persecution. The time is urgent. We know that for the last 4 years, the amount of refugees has rapidly decreased to almost nothing. But that is probably changing now. And so the door is open for that. And so we want to continue to multiply the work. And so I want to just come to you and ask you, as you're talking here, as you're thinking, one of the things that has been a challenge that I've heard from some of you, and Brother Marcus, you did not speak up there. I just realized I didn't call on you. From Waller Church. Anything you wanted to add, Brother Marcus?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, just want to first thank God for you guys, you know, coming into the Waller and motivating us to get involved in doing the outreach. And it's giving us the ideas of how to reach, you know, the unreached. I mean, the Waller area. It's a little difficult, but, you know, when we went through the videos that talked about even reaching students, then it was like, oh, well, Prairie View is not too far. And we have some people in the group that, you know, graduated from Prairie View, so they have some connection. So we're going to use that avenue, you know, to reach the unreached students at Prairie View A&M. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's with this the situation we're in right now, you know, the pandemic, it's making it a little difficult, but we're not giving up. You know, so just keep us in prayers on that.
Amen. So that's a specific thing I want to bring up to you now. And let's just pause before we go on for a prayer for this. We continue to have the challenges of COVID and the pandemic and what's going on. And I just want us to take a moment to talk together, anything that has been a challenge, how we can move past that. So we won't really talk about the challenges of doing the training and doing the ministry, but just any solutions that you've had that have helped you get past some of those things. So would one of you offer to pray for God's wisdom to know how we can take this to even further level?
Okay, I will pray.
All right, thank you.
Gracious Father God, we thank you so much for the many opportunities that you continue to provide for us to engage with the community around us, that through us they might come to know who you are and accept you into their lives as their personal Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord, for the many testimonies that we heard this morning, reaffirming, God, that you are indeed moving behind the scenes to accomplish this great task of the Great Commission. So, Lord, as we make ourselves available, we ask, God, that you will continue, Lord, to help us to recruit even more people who will join in this great venture. We have desires, we have plans, but all of this cannot materialize without your blessings. So we seek your blessings, O Father. And we ask, God, that you will move ahead of us to make every way open. Open those doors, Lord, that we need to go through. Open those avenues, Father, and establish those relationships. Grant us new ideas that will bring about greater harvest into your kingdom. Bless us this day, even as we continue to wait on you, we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. So some specific ideas of things that have helped to do the training or to reach out in spite of the challenges.
Pastor Scott, I'll go first. So one of the things that has helped us tremendously is we've actually augmented the program to meet every other Sabbath afternoon. I think one of the big challenges that many of us face is we're having to use Zoom to do meetings for work all week long, and it can be challenging to have to do that on Sabbath as well. So we found that we actually have much higher attendance meeting every other week, and then giving people a week off to actually go out and meet with their contacts and to have much more focused prayer and activity in between. So while it's not ideal because it's taking longer, we're finding that we have actually more time to focus on each lesson. So that might be an idea for those of you that are getting a slow start. Also the volunteer activities. You may have some folks that are really good at asking for donations. So I have one person in my group who isn't super excited about going and meeting with people just yet, but she's actually been able to go and just get tons and tons of donations because the need is so great. So you never know, you know, the blessings that the Lord will bring you just in your own small group. There's always something that someone can do to help with the mission. So that's all I wanted to share.
Amen. I really appreciate that, because you're acknowledging the different giftedness of people in the group. A program is focused, it's got specific requirements, things to do, but the flexibility and the beauty of a small group is that different ones have different abilities, and together you are growing and they are learning by sharing stories and sharing opportunities. Thank you. Someone else? One of the things that has happened as far as talking with a refugee, I know some have actually gone down and been able to meet with refugees as part of the training, but we were able to put people in touch on the phone so that they were able to interact and ask their questions by Zoom, which is one of the, you know, one of the pieces of getting and hearing the stories. And I think if any individuals in your church who have been refugees, if you can let Julie and I know, and that if they're willing to talk with people and have people ask them questions, that helps to make it much more personal to people as they can hear.
Also, if they're needing refugees, we connected them with some of the refugees down in Westward Square. And then those friendships have still continued. And so that's also, you know, it's always such, it's much more of a challenge because we're having to do things via internet and phone. But any more ideas of what we can do during this pandemic to be reaching out to those that are around us?
Yes, this is Nalu once again. Some of our team members were concerned as to how to meet the unreached as with the shutdown and everything. And they thought of high school friends that they were acquainted with years ago to reconnect with them through social media. And that has worked in many instances in reconnecting a friendship or an acquaintance. One of our members had met a woman on the plane who was so gracious as to offer her her jacket. So she reignited that that acquaintance. So that's one way people can do this, perhaps using social media safely as a vehicle to meet the internationals among us. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And God can bring those people to our mind. And then if we have the courage to follow up on those, that's a great way, great one.
William, could you share the invitation and opportunity that's happening this Sabbath afternoon?
Yes, we, this Sabbath afternoon, we plan to go to near the international church because we have a Chinese group in the international church, but now we do online. And this afternoon, this Sabbath afternoon, and the Vietnamese church group, and this Sabbath afternoon, we will go to door and share the grow tracks and invite the people join our evangelism meeting online. In December, the end of December.
Thank you so much, Rachel. So I think I've sent the invitation to most of you, and from 2:30 to 5:30 on Sabbath afternoon, we will simply be going door to door with masks and antiseptic in our pocket and with invitations in Vietnamese, Chinese, English, and Spanish, so that at any of those doors, and we've selected a community that has a lot of all four of those, we'll be able to place something, even if they don't want to open the door, we can leave it on their door, that they'll be able to know virtually how they can be in contact with something new, something special, something that has the three angels' messages. So that's an idea that you also can do with your churches, with your groups. I have software where I can help you to know what are the majority language groups so that besides the My Language, My Life card, you can have literature in their own languages that you're bringing.
And you can reach out to us about the Vietnamese and the Chinese website so that if you have friends or when God leads you to Chinese and Vietnamese, you can have this card. So even if you can't join us this next Sabbath, get some of these cards from, you can reach out either to Rachel or William or just back to us and we will provide some of those so that you're aware of that new opportunity for Vietnamese and Chinese friends.
Amen. As you continue to think of things in the future that are helping you or challenges you're facing, just be in touch with us. We will use this special group that God is bringing together to continue to sharpen one another. And that's where I want to move now for the last 15 minutes of our discussion, and we'll end with prayer again. I would like to just open it up to you for ideas, for networking, for really, it's the question that I asked you on the invitation, which was, what can we do to best network and involve members across Houston? We have many churches in the city, and yet as I look at them, as I go from place to place, I find very few who are Iranian Seventh-day Adventists, who are Afghani Seventh-day Adventists, even Indian Seventh-day Adventists. There's very few, a handful, and many other unreached people groups. 35 unreached people groups in our city alone of the 4,000 that remain before Christ comes. And so my question is to you, what can we do to increase groups, to see this ministry move forward? Let's share and see what the Holy Spirit can do to guide us forward.
For me, I think I can encourage our group and our church to reach more.
You're breaking up their knowledge.
Neighbors are. Am I? I apologize. I'm driving.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Is that better? I'm going to encourage our church family to reach more reach out more to our neighbors, to befriend more of our neighbors. If we tend to. I don't know, and I know that that is part of the program, but I don't know if the encouragement to reach out more to neighbors is being pushed enough when I make announcements about reach, or when we make announcements at church about Reach the World Next Door. So I think that might help.
Yes, that's an excellent point, Nalu. Number one, to encourage the church, each of you can be that testimony that is helping to make a difference. And secondly, that you help them see this is something they can do right where they are, in their neighborhoods, where they work, where they shop, instead of it being somebody's select special ministry that, oh, Nalu's really into that, but that's her thing, not mine. Helping them each to see you are the only one that person is going to meet. Have a heart for them. Open your heart. Pray for them. God wants to reach them through you. Thank you. Someone else.
While you're thinking, I just want to affirm, I know prayer, you know, we cannot underestimate what God can do.
Amen.
And I think even at this time of lockdown, it's like God is trying to help us recognize that, yes, maybe we're being slowed down in some ways, but it's to let, you know, we can all be praying, doubling up, tripling up on our prayers for the unreached, and see how God will through dynamite have it happen. I know some of you are praying specifically. I know of a group with Reach the World Next Door that's praying every Thursday specifically for the unreached. So be praying, put it at the top of our prayer requests for these ones that we may not even know yet, that God wants us to know and get to get out there in unique ways. God can help it happen as we're praying.
Amen. We have some prayer cards that we're preparing that we'll be sending to you that will help keep it before you and before others that you can share with.
Hello. One thing that came to mind was trying to get more of the youth or young adults involved, because I remember way back when the Wildwood students came and they were doing outreach over in Rocheren, and it was something that I have never felt before, but it was amazing. There was just this, like, everyone was in one accord. There's a fire in everybody's heart, and having the youth or young adults go out there together, you know, for the sole purpose of reaching the unreached, and to share about Jesus, it was just something. There was a magnet. It was just I can't explain it, but getting more young adults in it, trying to somehow reach out to young adults to help with this as well. It's a completely different game too. And the energy in there is just, it's different.
Amen. I would encourage somebody to run with that, someone who's connected with youth, and start a group just for young people. And it may not be just from one church. It may be that you offer it to other churches to join online, since so much of it's happening by Zoom. But I'm guessing, Pastor Enoch, you would have some connections to the youth out there as well. You've been pretty connected with them. And also, I want to encourage people to be thinking club ministries. We had the Pathfinders from Conroe up here, and we did a full loss simulation like you have in lesson number 3. We did that through the woods here, and they lost so much as they went through the woods. And when they came to the chapel, and that was their new country, they began to really reflect and connect with what it's like for other people to go through this. Someone else?
I was thinking, as far as making connections, since we are using social media, I know there is a group that on Facebook, Houston SDA Events, being able to post there and see if there are any comments regarding any interest, and maybe trying to engage different churches in the area in that regard, to see if there is any interest about wanting to, as you say, whether even if it's not just the young, the youth groups, but even if it might be different adults, adults from different churches rather, to come together to form these groups if need be.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent idea. And I specifically would like to share an idea here that I think would be useful. And that is for any of you who are considering starting a group to do it in this flow. We have in the new year's coming up, obviously December's almost gone and will be gone in the blink of an eye. But in January, there is a 10 days of prayer that the church does around the world. You will find it at 10daysofprayer.org. And I will try to be able here to type to everybody. I'm not sure. I'll post it, or I'll send it to you later as well. But that's from January 6 to 16. And whatever you're doing already as a church with 10 days of prayer or anything, or if you want to do that personally. But then by the end of that, to launch new groups between January 17 and 23. So in other words, we do it on different days. Some of you are ready to start new groups. You may be ready to get a new group going. Others are just about to start for the first time. But that could be a launching time, would be between January 17 and 23, somewhere in that week. But to have that extra time of prayer, either with whoever is going to join you or you and our team together. And then consider starting it online, for there are people from a church who maybe their pastor isn't focused on it, or they don't have a leader yet and they don't feel confident, but they would like to join one, that we do that. I'm going to be starting one for people outside of Texas, or outside of Houston anyway, online. And so my launch date will be January 18. So that's one way to pray it forward, to help plan and encourage others to get started.
Scott, someone had mentioned something about involving the youth, and I'm seeing here that Global Youth Day for 2021 is going to be March 20th, and the theme is reaching out, cultures, colors, communities.
Wow.
So it would work fantastically. But that means that churches have to get on board and have to start planning. But that is the actual theme for 2021, reaching out. So
what,
I think,
what date is that?
That's going to be March 20th of 2021. So that's going to be the, I think it's the third Saturday. I could tell you right
you
now.
You said it was, what was the title of that?
The third Saturday. Yeah. So the theme is reaching out and it cultures, colors, communities. So I think it goes perfect with what we've been talking about. So that's something I think you can talk with your local pastor, youth director. We're going to try to do something at the Houston area level with the youth. So keep that in mind. And hopefully we can work, Scott, in reaching these communities.
Amen. Yes. Amen. I think that's very exciting. I think that we should be in contact with the people at the division level or GC level who are planning it and offer this as a potential kickoff training thing that they could use. So let's talk some more about that, Pastor Rene.
Absolutely.
Anyone else having an idea on how to network, how to multiply what we're doing? God tells us if we will just add one by one, he will work on the multiplication and make it explode. So that's our prayer, that he can do that. Thank you, Pastor Dan. I think Pastor Dan Searns is on here and has joined us. We're so grateful to have you come join us here for a few minutes. Do you have any ideas that are stirring in your mind? You're on mute there. There we go.
Hey. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
But you know, what you're doing is really breaking ground that needs to be broken if we're going to see the Adventist message go to every nation, tribe, language, and people. Amen. And unfortunately, the devil has been effective in getting many of us as believers and many church families to be kind of insular Adventist bubbles, and it doesn't help any of us. So when we begin to ask God to open our own eyes, we'll find he'll send us to one or two or three other people. It's kind of like Daniel when he was ready to stand up for the Lord as a young man. God sent him Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So as you build your teams, God's going to show you other people who have a similar heart, and you move forward. And sometimes it'll seem like nothing is happening, and then you find out that more was happening than you realized. So I just affirm what you're doing there. I will mention this briefly just to kind of affirm it. Yesterday, I had the chance to go back and visit the Burleson Seventh-day Adventist Church here in Texas, where we were members many, many years ago. And after Sabbath school, a gentleman came up to me and he says, I don't know if you remember me. And he told me his name and I vaguely remembered. He said, but long time ago, when we were young people, he motioned to his wife, when we had just gotten married, we were trying to start a small group. And you encouraged us a lot. You even came to our apartment. We didn't have any furniture, but we had 20 people sitting on a floor. And what you said just gave us encouragement, and we kept on going. And that had to have been 25 years ago. And I still, and just to show how old I am, I couldn't even remember exactly that particular visit. I've made hundreds and thousands of visits to homes and small groups and all of that. But when you do these things, when you get into people's homes to pray with them, or maybe during COVID, at least at their door, when you build a little team in the church to pray together and 10 days of prayer and reach out, you don't know what will happen. I mean, God may have to wait until the kingdom of heaven to show you some of those things that I got a little taste of yesterday. But keep going forward for the Lord and be flexible and adapt as you need to. And thank you for what you're doing for Jesus. Nothing that's done for Jesus will ever be lost.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your encouragement. Appreciate that a lot. Pastor Uziel, I know you had to come in late too today. We just are glad you're here with us and your passion for reaching out cross-culturally. We've been talking about ways to network and ways to synergize the interests that we have here. We've had 14 people on here this morning, and I know there's others that couldn't be with us that are eager and we'll be sharing the recording of this with. But are there things that are stirring in your mind that you think we ought to be about to see this work go forward across Houston? We'll unmute you here.
Good morning to everyone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
So yes, I apologize for, or thank you for allowing me in a little later than what I wish I would have, when I wish I would have arrived. But I think it's beautiful to see how there are people that want to learn about Jesus, and it's not the typical person, you know, that we're used to reaching out to. I've shared two stories real quick. In the summer, I was at a camp meeting in East Texas, the Arklatex Tex camp meeting in Jefferson, Texas. And there was a young man who was there. He was 16 years old. And when I got to speak with him, he shared his story, and I got permission to share his story. He basically, I'm going to condense it, okay? This young man, unfortunately, was put up for adoption at a young age. He was in different foster homes. And finally, a Sunday keeping pastor asked him, you know, or adopted him. They fostered and then they adopted. They would take him to church. And of course, you know, where they lived, there was actually a Spanish Seventh-day Adventist church nearby. And this young man became curious. Why were they going to church on Sabbath? So he began to attend. Okay, so he has a Muslim father. He doesn't speak any English. And he arrived to a Spanish Seventh-day Adventist church. Thank God. They were welcoming to him, and but it really frustrated his Sunday keeping pastor dad. It really bugged him, and he began to have a Bible study. No, they're wrong. But this young man began to see how in the Bible, as he had began to read the Bible, that the Sabbath was there. So then he would say, "But Dad, this is found there." Well, this Sunday keeping pastor dad got so upset that he actually gave him back. But he still identified as a Muslim, and he was curious. He liked the Seventh-day Adventist church. And so when I got to him, I told him about John 8, and I said, you know, Abraham was the father of the Muslims and Jews and Christians. And what's interesting is that it says that Abraham looked forward to this day. And Abraham learned that he could be an heir of God's kingdom. And he said, "Well, could I be an heir of God's kingdom myself?" I said, "Yeah." I told him, you know, the Bible teaches about being born again. It talks about baptism. And he said, "Well, is there anything I need to do? I mean, could I get baptized soon myself? Could I get baptized today?" And I thought, oh my goodness. So I spoke with the pastor there, and he said, "Well, we're working on him still. But we'll invite you to the baptism." And I thought, wow, that's amazing. Well, I needed to go to East Texas again, so I went to go get my oil changed, and using some of the same things, you know, that Reach the World Next Door, those training videos, I asked the man who was attending, I asked him, besides English, what other language do you speak? And he said, the man was surprised. He said, "That's a very diplomatic question. Young man, where did you go to school?" And I said, "Well, I've been to school here in Texas, but I've also been to school in Michigan." He said, "Michigan, interesting. What school?" "I know about a university in Michigan." I said, "Well, I went to Andrews University." He said, "Oh, you must be a Seventh-day Adventist." He said, "I think God brought you to this place. We have a lot of questions about Jesus. Could you tell us everything you know about Jesus?" I thought, oh my, wow, okay. So all I'm saying is there are lots of people we usually don't even make an attempt to speaking to, and they have questions. And it's beautiful that this program really teaches us how to be, just be friendly and hospitable. And they want friends as well. One of the things that I'm realizing is that close here in Conroe, there's a university. And so I'm curious, are there university students that have never been to a Thanksgiving or a Christmas? They've never been invited to an American home. And if they haven't, then I want to change that. Mm-hmm. And I want to reach them. And it's beautiful because the same principles that we learn about reaching, you know, refugees or immigrants or, you know, international students are the same things that I now use for my neighbors. And I think it's beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I can feel your joy and your energy and the experiences. I want to acknowledge the fact that we're at 10:15 now. And I said it would end at 10:15. So please don't hesitate to end and go. I want to carry forward with you the next 12 minutes for those who are able to stay so that we can have time to pray together. And I want to ask one more question here, but I just wanted to say that because I want to acknowledge and be fair to that time. But with such a special group here and some just coming, I'm not ready to stop either. The specific thing that has just been mentioned about Muslims and the needs there, I want you to know we are praying for an individual to come and live in the apartment complex that we've been working for the last 3 years. We're looking for someone. We have funding for it, for a Bible worker for at least a year. And so we ask you to please join us in prayers for that. We're also looking for people interested in helping to start club ministries, adventures, or pathfinders within the refugee, where there's a lot of refugees in the apartment complexes. We also need people who are willing to help with the Spanish editing or translating of booklets of the Reach the World Next Door. We have different members who are helping to get that into Spanish. We want to do that as quickly as possible so that the new year that can be used. We also have needs for improving the websites that we have and getting the word out about the training and about this need. So I'm just throwing all those out there that whoever's listening, you say that's the one I need to follow up on. I'll be praying for that, or I know somebody, and be in touch with us. Also, food bank, we have food bank opportunities.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it moving forward, and our staff keeps getting smaller, and so we're just needing to lean on the Lord and lean on volunteers. And the food bank, if you know of anyone from your church who can help with that area, to primarily we've been doing it to the Westward Square community there in Houston. But if there's anyone from your church who can help me pick up the food and either bring it up to Reach the World Next Door for when we can take it down, or just directly take it down, there are needs from the community there, and they keep asking for that, but we're needing more help on that end.
Or also there are needs for furniture at times, and sometimes that's just too much for us to be doing. But there are needs like that. So people with a truck, people with a strong back, ongoing possibilities. Mm-hmm. Any other last thoughts of how we can best synergize for seeing new groups started and in 2021? You specifically may have needs or questions. I want to open it up for any questions or comments here.
I just have a question, like all of those needs that you just stated, can you send them out an email so I can check in my church? There has been a woman who's been asking about food bank, but the other things that you mentioned, if there is anybody at the church that might be willing to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
We sure will. Pastor Dan, you looked like you were about to say something.
Yes, I two things I probably should have mentioned earlier.
One is that some of you are familiar with the Unlocking Bible Prophecies online seminar by Cami Utman. It's had over 5 million views, and it's just an incredible thing that's happening around the world. Adventist World Radio, who put that together, is working feverishly to translate that and put subtitles and dubbing into at least 20 languages by this March. March 13 to 27 is when they're hoping to pilot it. So anybody that you know of that speaks another language, it's already in English and in Spanish, but any language, there's a good chance it would be available. And this would be as simple as just sending a link at the right time saying, I think you'd enjoy this. And so you don't even have to speak their language, but if you see that, then that's a resource online that's very, very powerful. And then one other thing is, as you get a team together of at least three households that are targeting a new unworked community of at least 10,000 people, okay? So that's at least three households and an unreached community of at least 10,000 people, population or whatever. You may qualify for a grant as an advanced team. An advanced team is a team of three or more people that target a population of 10,000 or more that aren't really seeing or hearing the Adventist message. And the goal would be to start some type of group, adventure club, pathfinder club, master guide club, Bible study group, outreach ministry, whatever type of thing. And if you'd like to learn more about that, then you would go to texasadventist.org/2021evangelism. And I put it in the chat there, but texasadventist.org/2021evangelism. And it has, you can see advanced teams there. You can see more detail when you click on the link. And if you qualify, we are happy to get the grants out to places where people are pioneering. We want to see this message go to new people in new communities and new language groups, people who have not really had a chance to hear it before.
Amen. Praise God for that. We have just been able to be voted as the first one for that, Dylan, in the small group, that the small church plant that you and Jose Rivera and others are helping to plant there among the Cambodians and Laotians. Amen. And so praise God, it works. What he just said works, and it can happen for other areas too. Please remember, this is our goal. We are not just trying to inform church members or even getting them to reach out one or two here or there. We really want to see new groups established among these 35 unreached people groups. Your church may want to adopt one of those specific ones. Contact me if you want that list again. If you don't have that list of who they are, contact us if you'd like to have us do the software research of who is in 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile radius of your church. And we can help you know basically what ethnicity, what language they speak, house by house. It's amazing, amazing program. And support you in reaching out to them and establishing that. We also have a baptism date coming up January 9 for our little group down there, Cambodian and Laotian, that will be joining the church. Pray for them that will proceed forward. And if you want to be a part of that, let us know. So, any last comment as we move towards prayer?
Yes, Pastor Scott. So this is recorded, and where would I be able to find this again, just so I can go back and take a few notes on a couple of things that I might have missed?
Thank you. I'm going to save it. I haven't done this before, so after get done here, I'm going to figure that out and add the link and be able to send that out to you as a link that you can find.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, and Brother Jose, I thank you for joining us here. I got my invitation to you late, and so I appreciate you coming on here as we're closing for prayer. Brother Jose has been a right-hand man there in the Cambodian Laotian community, and very grateful for the privilege of partnering together. So very glad to have you with us here, and look forward to to that special day on January 9 where we're going to see new people join the church that is being planted. So as we close, I'd like to invite Pastor Dan, if you would pray for us. I would appreciate that. Again, we have people online who have been doing the training, who are finishing it up, but feeling like they're just getting started on this ministry, like we all do. Others who have not started a group yet, but are getting ready to. And many more churches that we want to reach out to and see take up this missionary work that God has brought to our land. Thank you.
Amen. Just before I pray, I'll just say something about training. I've noticed that as Adventists, if we're afraid to put into practice the training we've gotten, we just go get more training and more training and more training and more training. So I would encourage you to take steps out of your comfort zone with what you've learned. And as you do, God will open the way wider than you imagine. All right, let's pray.
Just before you say that, I want to add on to that for the group. Many of you have gone through most of the program. Some of you are still trying to complete the assignments. That's why the certificate will come in your hands when you and the groups that you're working with, where you're confident they've actually done the assignments for each one, so that we don't just have the mental training, but we really are gaining the experience. So let me know when that's ready and we'll send that to you, and we'll continue to do this disciple making, helping one another be followers of Christ. Thank you. Go ahead.
Amen. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, thank you so much that you allowed Jesus to come as a missionary to this world, and that he was willing to suffer and die for our sins and for the sins of the world and rise again. And Lord, we're so thankful that we can go to you directly through Jesus, that we don't have to go through a priest or a shaman or a spiritual guide, but we can go directly through Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we know that much of the world still doesn't really grasp that wonderful good news, that you died for us, that you're alive, you're interceding for us, you promised to come again. So Lord, use us in simple, humble ways. Take our 5 loaves and 2 fish and multiply it to feed the multitudes. And I pray for each person on this call and any who will be watching this later on, that you will put a burning desire in their heart to find some way to put these things into action, to learn all the skills they can, and then to fine-tune them under your Holy Spirit's guidance. We pray for those 2 precious people in Rosharon who have made their decision to be baptized to start the new year well. And we just pray you'll protect them from the evil one who would like to get them off track. We pray that they will grow and flourish and develop, and that within 6 months, they too will see the joy of leading somebody else to you and seeing them baptized as well. And Lord, we know that this movement is to keep on moving. And help us to keep on moving individually as well. Help our churches to move forward. And Lord, we keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know our personal challenges and struggles with our health and our families and our finances. But we trust all of that, and we cast all of our cares on you because you care for us. And as we live in your presence, under your wisdom and guidance, we know that you will use us in ways that we can't even imagine. And I just pray that 6 months from now, we'll be able to look back and say, Lord, thank you so much for taking my fearful willingness and using it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you all for the sacrifices that you make for God's work. May they be richly repaid, and may we count them as nothing compared to the sacrifice of Christ. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.